人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁建筑商胡秀平 Shirley Hu 冠名播出，电话425-443-5668。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到穆瑟岛的两位市议员的候选人，他们分别是 Lisa Andel 还有 Michael Curry， 欢迎两位。
Welcome to you, Lisa Andel and Michael Curry。
也感谢亚秋老师担任本次采访的翻译。那首先呢，我简单用中文介绍一下两位候选人的基本情况。Lisa Andel 呢，她既是一个面包坊的主人，也是一位律师。那么在穆瑟岛呢经营了27年，她担任穆瑟岛的市议员已经有2年，现在是在竞选连任。Michael Curry 呢，他曾经是美国陆军的一位成员，那么也在西雅图地区多家科技公司任职。他业余时间呢也在这边一个犹太人的社区中心和穆瑟岛的男孩和女孩俱乐部 Boys and Girls Club 做教练。那他们的经历都非常的独特，我们有幸的欢迎两位参加我们的节目。那首先呢，我问一下两位，就是你们能不能简单的用自己的话介绍一下你们的个人的经历，包括教育啊工作经历啊，让我们的听众能够有一个最初的良好的印象。
Okay, the first question that I like to raise is, can you please tell us about your personal experience, including your education andWhat's your work experience so that our audience can get to know you?
Thank you. I am an attorney and I've been practicing law for about 35 years. I went to Gonzaga undergraduate and law school.
Lisa 说他已经当了37年的律师，他是在华盛顿 Gonzaga 大学读的大学本科跟研究生。
And on the personal side, I've lived on the island for 22 years, and I love it there. I don't know how long you want me to talk, and if you want me to stop in the middle or not, I'm sorry.
Yes, that I could translate. 他在 Mercer Island 已经住了22年了，他非常喜欢这个地方，所以呢，他要继续在这个地方服务。
How about the Michael?
So I've been on the Mercer Island for, I don't know, since 2009. My wife is a second generation Islander. We actually live in a house that she grew up in, so that was kind of cool.
Michael 说他在岛上已经住了从2009年到现在，因为他太太是在岛上出生的，他是第二代，那么他现在就是跟他住在他太太出生长大的这个房子里。
I'm a consultant. I've worked with several large technology companies in the region. And with COVID, I work with a company based out of Europe right now, fully remote. So,
Michael 是一个顾问，在各种科技方面的顾问。那么他现在是跟一个欧洲的公司一起工作，因为新冠的关系，他可以完全远程工作。
您为什么决定参选穆瑟岛的市议员？
Why did you decide to run for a city council member? Lisa?
Yeah, thank you. I'm already on the city council and have been for 2 years. I feel like there's a lot of important work that's being done right now by the council, really good work to preserve and protect our community.And I definitely am interested in continuing to serve the community and continue that work.
内森说他已经当了两年的市议员了，那么还有很多的重要的工作他们正在进行当中，并且还会继续下去，因此他很希望能够有机会继续的为 Mercer Island 服务，把这些事情完成。 Michael?
Well, my entire career has been based around servant leadership, and I can't think of a better way to do that than to serve the folks of Mercer Island on the city council and be their voice, right? Over the last 12 years, lots of changes has happened, and you know, I'd like to work with Lisa and other council members as well to help make that change be good and great for everybody.
Michael 说他一直都是在这个领导这一种领域工作，所以他觉得在市议会呢是一个最好的发挥他的特长的机会，能够在市议会里发声，在他在墨色岛大概12年的这个过程当中，他看到了很多的变化，所以他希望能有机会在市议会跟 Lisa 一起合作，然后把很多的事情在改变中做得更好。
您是不是认为您个人的经历对您成为一个好的市议员有帮助？
Do you think your personal experience can help you to be a good city council member?
Well, yes. I mean, because I live in the community, of course, so that experience is critical. I also think I understand what the community's priorities are. Clean parks, safe streets, good schools, and that personal experience living on the island and enjoying all of that for myself and my family, I think is very informative of the kinds of decisions I should be making on the council.
Yeah, Lisa 说她因为一直住在墨色岛上，所以呢他很清楚大家在这个社区里面有什么样的需求，还有整个的在岛上的生活是什么样子。比方说大家喜欢要有这个干净的公园，要有安全的街道，还有所有的事情他都是因为住在那里，所以更能够深切的体认到这个社区需要什么样的服务。
我追问一句，就是因为 Lisa 又是一个面包房的那个业主，然后又是一位律师，然后现在又在做议员，那能不能讲一讲这三个不同的职业之间的共同点？
Yeah, we're interested to know that you playing three roles, a owner of a bakery and this attorney and also a city council member. How do you relate, how those three work together, and what's the common part of the three roles?
Well, I didn't do them all at the same time because I'm not superwoman. But I learned to bake from my German grandmother, and I always had a passion for that and making people happy. And I started making wedding cakes for friends, and it developed into buying this small business that I then was still practicing law. And then people were, they worked for me, but I worked there on the weekend. And so I did that for about 7 years. And while I was,
Okay, Lisa 说她并不是同时做这三件工作，那么她很小就喜欢烘焙这件事情，因为她的德国的祖母或者是外祖母从小对她有这样的影响，那么她就喜欢烘烤蛋糕给她的朋友吃，那么后来呢就进入了这个买下了一个小的这个面包房，就开始烤面包的工作，同时呢也在做她的法律方面的工作，在周末的时候可以做这些事情，所以同时做了这两件事情。 So how about the third one? City council member.
Council, well, I've done that for 2.5, almost 3 years, and it takes a fair amount of time, but I have not been working as a lawyer since last July. My company had a reduction in force, and so I've been able to devote really a lot more time to the city council while still, I think, using all of the skills I have as an attorney negotiations and complex litigation and strategy to benefit the city.
那么在这两年多当市议员的这段时间呢，他当然是比较忙，他花了很多时间在这个市议会的工作上。那么去年因为新冠的关系呢，他在这个法律事务所的这边的工作也减少了，他们有一些人力的减缩，所以呢，他就有更多的时间做市议员的工作，在很多的方面现在也真的是需要他更花时间来工作，所以他也有这样子的调整。
How about Michael?
Wow, that's a tough act to follow.
You don't have a bakery, so don't worry about it.
My experiences, I think, will absolutely help me that I've had in life transitioning potentially onto the city council. You know, as a former government employee, being in the military, my technical training that I've gone through, my personal education, and all my professional leadership experiences, I think will all serve me greatly as being part of the council.
Michael 说他过去的经验包括他在军中服务，他在政府机关服务，然后他又在这个领导统御这方面有很多的训练，所以他觉得他在进入市议会呢是可以把这些经验都统合起来，能够在市议会发挥很大的功能。
我也追问一句，就是那个 Michael， 您的父母分别是犹太人和韩国人啊，所以您是怎么样在这个东西方这个文化当中这个成长的经历呢？是一种什么样的感受
？Yeah, we have a special interest in your background because your mother is a Korean, your father is Jew, so.When you were growing up, what's your experience between the East and the West, maybe in your family?
You know, being half Caucasian and half Korean, I got to experience both worlds, right? Sometimes I was like all the other kids, but most of the time I wasn't. And so it kind of taught me early on the differences, right? And how to be more patient and how to be more gracious to folks and maybe how to maybe explain and make friends and show them, you know, what maybe Korean culture was like or maybe the culture that my dad grew up in was like and how we kind of blend the two together.
是他从小呢，就是因为他是一半的亚洲人，一半的这个白种人，所以他的经验就是跟别人不一样，虽然他小的时候有的时候觉得他就是一个一般的小孩子，但是也有很多时候他知道他自己是跟别人不一样的，所以在这种情况之下呢，他也会比较更敏锐一点，觉得对别人要有耐心一些，然后对别人要比较温和一点，这样子的话呢，他可以在东方跟西方两种不同的文化当中甚至可以起一点桥梁的作用，让两种文化更融合在一起，像他们自己的家庭一样。
好，我们切入正题啊，就是你们都是在竞选穆瑟岛的市议会的成员，那么您觉得Mercer Island 啊，就是面临的主要的挑战是什么？然后您有没有应对这些挑战的可执行的计划。
Now we are getting into some serious questions. This is about what you think the major challenges of Mercer Island are, and what kind of plans do we have to work with or to address those challenges?
Well, over the past two and a half years or 3 years, I have been, I've become very familiar with those challenges. We have, on the big picture, we do have aging infrastructure, sewer and water systems that the city is well positioned to start to upgrade because the city has been very good with its money.
在过去的两年多三年以来呢，我也注意到很多我们的这个挑战，包括公共设施的老化，我们需要更新，所以这些都是我们需要继续努力的。
there will be the continuing challenge of meeting the demand for a high level of services with the revenues that the city has. So we need to continue to be very fiscally conservative and not, you know, spend money that we don't have.
当然我们还要继续努力的时候也要注意我们的预算，我们的这个市政府能够有多少的预算，我们要保守一点的去花钱，因为我们不能够花我们没有的钱，所以我们要特别注意我们的花费。
And then finally, I think I would say the, with light rail going to be running in 2023, we have the challenges of keeping Mercer Island safe and accessible with potential traffic congestion on the north end. And that is why, and pedestrian safety. And that is why the city is right now suing Sound Transit to require Sound Transit to live by an agreement that was made 4 years ago about how many buses will run and where they will pick up and drop off people. And so it's a complex piece of litigation. But the city council was unanimous in deciding to do this to preserve the safety and accessibility on the island. Sorry, that was long.
因为2023年这个轻轨呢就要建成了，在墨色岛就会有轻轨经过。那么因为轻轨的经过，所以墨色岛的北部就会变得很繁忙，所以那边的安全啊，包括有什么样的车站，然后有什么样子的其他的公交车行驶，对整个墨色岛的这个安全跟便捷都会有影响。那么我们在跟就是做轻轨的这个公司 Sound Transit 也要在打官司，因为他们答应要维持的一些不管是公交车的运行或者是安全，他们必须做到。如果他们做不到的话，对墨色岛来说是很有伤害，所以我们现在很努力的在进行这一部分，希望在2023年轻轨正式运行那个时候，我们可以有所有的这个我们需要的安全跟便捷。
So
you're done, so it's Michael's turn?
Sorry,
or get more?
Oh, no worries. I agree everything with Lisa has talked about as well, and part of what I will be doing when I join the council will also be to help support existing decisions and existing planning that's gone on, for instance, infrastructure planning, the water and sewer lines, making sure that we're able to accomplish those goals, making sure that we keep our budget stable and that we're not spending money where we don't need to, ensuring again with the Sound Transit litigation that we have that public safety is a priority and that they live up to their agreements, and making sure that our parks stay safe for folks to go and enjoy with their children and their spouses and have a good time without having to worry.
So Michael 说他完全同意 Lisa 的刚刚所说的话，他也是会要继续的为这些努力，包括是自来水啊、地下道啊这些地下水的这些现在正在做的事情，以现在有的计划，包括刚才说的公共设施方面，还有就是轻轨的方面，那他也希望在公园方面，我们也可以在墨色岛有很安全的公园，让所有的居民可以自己跟自己的家人都去使用这些公园。
Anything else?
No, sir.
那我们知道华盛顿州今天就是经过15个月的那个疫情之后啊，就是今天。正式全面的复工啊，复苏。那么就是作为一名墨色岛的市议员，您将会怎样做才能去平衡就是疫情的防治还有经济复苏之间的关系？
Washington State is reopening today, and as a city council member, what will you do to balance the COVID-19prevention and economic recovery?
Okay, thanks. So a lot of the COVID-19 prevention and economic recovery is really being driven at a more regional or national level. But on Mercer Island, I think the communications from the city and the state have really helped keep Mercer Island safe. The citizens have been very compliant with all of the mask wearing, and Mercer Island has done a fabulous job getting vaccinated. I think we're at over 70% of all eligible people on the island. So, and then I'll talk about the economic development in a minute.
好的，Lisa 说在墨色岛呢，其实这个不管是新冠或者是经济的复苏，都是一个比较大的范围的，是区域性的或者是全国的。那么在墨色岛作为一个城市来说，他们现在做的相当好，他们的经费也是得到了州的经费。在墨色岛上的所有的居民，一般来说对戴口罩啊，他们也比较愿意。然后在疫苗方面也已经超过了70%的接种率，所以是在新冠这方面他们做得很好，也相当安全。那么接下来等一会儿再来谈这个经济复苏的这一部分。
And then in terms of economic development, right now the city council is looking at a way to encourage more retail and commercial downtown so that citizens can have their needs met and businesses can thrive. The city has a permanent full-time economic development coordinator named Sarah Blubus, who did a wonderful job during the pandemic of reaching out to small businesses, coordinating all kinds of special events, and encouraging citizens to shop local.
在经济复苏方面呢，当然我们需要在这个城中心的部分，鼓励更多的零售店能够继续努力能够开张恢复。那么现在墨色岛有一个差不多是专职的经济复苏方面的一个协调员。她的名字叫做 Lisa Blue, sorry, what's her name?
Sarah Blue.
Sarah Blue. 她呢做了很多就是鼓励这些零售店继续的维持能够他们的开张，然后鼓励墨色岛上的居民尽量的在墨色岛消费，能够买当地的东西，这样子的话能够鼓励当地的零售商能够继续下去，不会受到更大的影响。
And one other thing I will add that I did support hiring Sarah.
他也是很支持去这个支持能够有这么一位几乎是全职的工作人员来做这件事情。
Thank you.
Michael.
Hi. So Mercer Island continues to follow state and federal guidelines, including CDC guidelines as well, on COVID related issues and policies. So,
是墨色岛呢就会继续的遵从不管是州的或者是联邦的这个 CDC 的所有的指导，在防御新冠方面都会继续的做这件事情，不会跟以前有所不同。
Mercer Island's also been very fortunate to receive some extra funding as part of one of the budget packages that the government had passed. And so we're using that to make sure that we're smarter with our budgeting and our planning to make sure that Mercer Island has a very prosperous path moving forward.
那墨色岛也很幸运得到了政府的一笔款项，所以呢，现在我们也需要很保守的或者是很谨慎的使用这一笔钱，然后让墨色岛能够继续的向前发展，能够利用这一笔钱，充分的利用这一笔钱。
我再问一个问题，就是无家可归者这个危机啊，在King County 就是还有这个地区，就是西雅图这个地区， 都是一个比较严重的问题。然后，你们觉得穆斯岛会不会有这个问题？然后，如果有的话，会怎么样去处理这样一个问题？
You know, I'd like to raise a question about homeless people because in Seattle and King County, it's been a problem. And on Mercer Island, do you think it can be prevented? And if it happens, if it should happen, what do you have to solve the problem or to deal with it?
Yes, so the council just passed an ordinance supplementing the law as it already exists. The law as it existed at the beginning of the year said that there was no encampments or camping in parks. And we expanded that law to say no camping in other public spaces. So sidewalks, I'm sorry, like city hall grounds or anything like that. And then I'll let you translate that and then I'll keep going.
Yes. 是的，在莫斯岛呢，他最近通过了一个法规的等于是增补。原来的法规是规定，去年通过的是不能够在公务员露营。现在呢，再加上不能够在所有的公共场所，比如说人行道啊，甚至是停车场啊等等，不可以露营。所以这样子的话，比较能够让无家可归的人不会在这边搭营，不会在这边成立他们的据点。
So this new law gives our police department the tools it needs to prevent people from staying overnight and also to connect them with services. And we have relationships with shelters on the east side because we don't have a shelter here, and downtown Seattle, where people in need of services can be transported. And I'll just say, some people said that this new law was making it a crime to be homeless, but I personally don't believe it's compassionate to have people sleeping in those conditions or living in those conditions. And the compassionate solution is to connect people who need them with services.
那么因为有了这个法规，通过了这个法规以后呢，在警方如果要执法的时候也会有法可循，也就是说要取缔他们在不该露营的地方露营的时候也有法可循。那么在取缔他们的同时呢，也可以把他们送到他们应该去的寻求庇护的地方，而不是露宿街头。那么当然有的人会说，不让任何无家可归的人在莫瑟岛露营是一个比较不太这个善良的一个举动。但是 Lisa 自己认为，让人在这种就是露宿街头的这种情况下生活呢，还真的是不如把他们送到他们应该去的地方，能够有一个屋顶，这样子是对他们来说更慈善的一个做法。
I know this is an important issue, so if I can just say one more thing about it. Sorry, Mike.
Go ahead.
You know, a lot of cities have the same laws in place, and it's not the laws that make the difference. It's the city's policies about whether those laws will be enforced. Seattle has chosen to have policies that does not enforce the law. The Mercer Island City Council, I think a majority of us, if not all of us, but at least a majority for sure, working with the police chief, it is a very, very strong feeling that we will enforce our laws compassionately and fairly, but we will enforce them.
那 Lisa 说还要再补充的一点就是，很多地方都有同样的法规、同样的法律，但是呢，他们之所以会不一样，是因为执法的人，也就是说当地的政府，他们的政策是有所不同，那么执法的人员就会根据当地的政策来执法。那么在西雅图就是政府对这个执法不严格，那么在莫瑟岛呢，他们决定在这方面执法要相当严格，尤其是在市议会，他们是过半数的人都认为应该要严格执法，然后这样子才能够不但是严格执法，还要公平公正，而且要存心良善的来执法，对他们这个问题才是最好的解决之道。
Michael,
okay. you know, working and trying to ensure that, you know, the city council
has policies in place that ensure the safety of the islanders realistically comes first, I believe. You know, working with our partnerships with other cities that are close to us that have the availability and the resources to ensure that folks who are less fortunate are able to sleep safe at night, are able to get a hot meal. And that's what we're here to do, right? We're not here to make people feel bad about themselves. We're here to make sure they get help if they need it, and to make sure that they feel safe also.
是在墨色岛上呢，我们的政策，我们的想法是要让露宿街头无家可归的人能够有一片屋顶，能够有一顿热餐吃，而不是放任他们不管。那么在我们的想法，共同的想法里，这个街道的安全也是非常重要，公共的安全是非常重要的，所以把这些一起考虑进去呢，我们还是认为这些无家可归的人应该回到他们应该到能够让他们庇护他们的地方。那么在墨色岛就是没有这个庇护所，只有在把他们从墨色岛送到东边的可能是贝尔维尤这边才能够有他们能够庇护的地方。
再问一个市政的问题，就是在墨色岛有没有削减警察经费的问题？如果有的话，就是在这种情况下怎么样才能保证市民的安全？
He froze.
Okay, let me say in English. So I have additional questions. So is there any police defined problem in Mercer Island? And if yes, under such situation, how can the city guarantee the public safety for the residents on the island?
Could you repeat the question, the police part?
I didn't catch the whole question, I'm sorry.
Police defunding the police.
Defunding.
No, that is not a problem on Mercer Island.
Okay.
We just actually made offers to four new police officers who are excellent candidates who will fill our needs for now and into the next year. So there's nobody I know on the city council, well, maybe one or two, but certainly not me. I will never vote to defund the police.
Okay, Michael.
Public safety is a critical topic that trying to defund the police to make us less safe or to appease a higher level of politics is just not going to work. So my time on a council when I'm there will be to work with the other council members to ensure that we never have to have that conversation.
刚才小袁台长用英文问了他的问题，所以呢，我就不需要翻译。我差点觉得，英文的回答我也不需要翻译了。抱歉。那么刚才 Lisa 是说，他是绝对不会要把这个警察的这个预算给削减，因为那个是对整个市政来说是非常不利的。那么现在呢，墨色岛正有四个候选人，他们要选，就是在警方能够雇佣的非常非常好的四个人，所以他们现在很高兴，他们可以这样子的，在他的这个警察局有这样子好的前景。那么在整个的市议会来说呢，几乎没有人，至少他自己本人是不会要削减这个警方的预算。那么 Michael 也是有同样的看法，他说公共的安全是非常重要的，如果他能够当选，在他做市议员的这一些时间里呢，他也是绝对会在这方面努力，不会让警方的这个预算有任何的缩减，这是他们两位共同的意见，共同的想法。
好，我们we're back to the track。就是现在仇恨亚裔的犯罪活动很多，然后您对这个亚裔仇恨这种犯罪现象有什么样的看法？
As the Asian hate crimes are surging, what is your stand for the Asian hate crimes?
Well, I mean, they're intolerable, of course. No rational human being could, I mean, they're unsustainable, intolerable, and absolutely abhorrent. And I would hope that no one on Mercer Island would ever tolerate such a thing. I believe that it's, I mean, just the worst thing in the world for someone to be targeted because of the way they look or where they're from.
Lisa 说她觉得这是最最最不合理的事情，这个世界上不应该有这样的人，只要有一点理性的人都不会这么做。那么她相信在莫瑟岛上是不会有这样的事情，她也希望是在莫瑟岛上不会有任何的人是因为别人的肤色、别人的长相还有别人从什么地方来而对他们有任何不一样的看法或者是有犯罪的行为。 Michael?
Asian hate crimes or any hate crimes won't be toleratedduring my time on council, should I be elected. All voices, cultures, and perspectives, everybody will be treated respectfully, no matter what.
是他们两位都说这是绝对绝对不可容忍的事情，在莫瑟岛上这是一个绝对不可容忍的事情。那 Michael 也说他如果当选在他的任上，他是绝对绝对会强烈的发声，就是绝对不容许，不能够容忍有这个仇恨犯罪行为。
就是我们知道你们都是在竞选莫瑟岛的市议员的席位啊，那么我相信是在不同的席位上面，那么跟你们的竞选对手相比，你们认为自己最大的优势是什么？
Now, since you are running for city council members and at different positions, so what do you think you have your best advantage over your component? What are your best advantages?
well, I have two opponents, and I believe that my advantages are primarily my experience on city council.And also because I know all of the issues and I don't have any learning curve at all. I can continue to do the good work that I've been doing that I think represents what the citizens want. And then also related to that, my practical experience as a lawyer with negotiating and complex litigation, making strategic decisions,looking at loads of data and making decisions based on the data. I think that all of those give me a leg up for continuing in this position.
Lisa 的答复是她有两位对手，那么她的优势呢，当然第一个就是因为她已经做了两年多的市议员，所以她有经验，那么她在做地下一任的时候他没有任何的这个学习的困难，他能够就持续的把他过去正在做的事情继续的做下去，没有需要学习的。那么另外一方面呢，也是因为他的做律师的这一份工作呢，让他能够在协调啊，在这个等于是谈判啊各方面都很有帮助，所以他也能够在很多很多的这个数据当中看到要用哪一些方法来解决这个数据所呈现出来的问题，那么这些他觉得都是他很占优势的地方。 Michael?
I think that my diverse perspectives that I have over a lifetime between growing up in parts of Asia, having lived in Asia while in the military, my experiences within the government, within the business world, and the leadership experience that I possessI think sets me as above my opponent.
Michael 认为他的生活的经历，包括在亚洲住过，在他在军中的时候，在政府的这个机构工作的时候，还有他在做领导人的这些 经验的累积都让他在这些方面大大的超过他的对手，那么他很有信心他是超过他的对手的，有这些优势。
好，如果您当选的话，您会给默瑟岛的市议会带来什么带来什么价值啊？
So what value will you bring to the Mercer Island City Council if you are elected or elected again, Lisa?
Thanks. Well, like I said, I will be able to continue participating in city business without any learning curve at all. And I think that's a huge advantage because we have a lot of complex issues facing us. And it takes a long time to get up to speed on them and to make good decisions. And I would actually challenge either of my opponents to look at my voting record and explain how they would have voted differently and why that would have been better for the citizens of Mercer Island. I don't think they can. So I think that I'm the best choice because I'm going to be the most effective.
Lisa 说他如果当选呢，当然最好的一点就是他刚刚提过的，他不需要有任何的学习阶段。那么因为现在默瑟岛正面临了很多很复杂的问题，如果要学习然后能够这个像他一样的快速的处理这些问题是需要很长的一段时间的。所以呢，如果他当选了，他在这方面完全没有问题，并且呢，他还有他这个他的选民投票的记录，他可以给他的对手看他们为什么投票给他。那在这些方面来说，他的在选民心目中的价值呢，也不是他的对手能够企及的，所以他非常有信心他是能够击败他的对手，变成下一届第六席的市议员。 Michael?
My value, I feel, will be listening to the voices of Mercer Island and representing those voices on the city council, working with the other council members such as Lisa, ensuring that Mercer Island has stable growth and that we have a path towards prosperity that we can enjoy now and in the future as well, and helping the council reach those critical decisions that Lisa had referenced also, right?
So Michael 说呢，他觉得他能够听默瑟岛的人居民的声音，然后把这些声音带进市议会，让市议会的所有的议员都能够更清楚所有居民的需要。那么当然居民在这个默瑟岛生活的这些年，他们的过去的生活呢是一直是比较富裕的，那么也希望未来能够一直的保持下去。那么它的功能也就是这样子，那么他会在市议会里面跟所有的市议员合作，包括 Lisa 在内，那么他们的目标当然就是让默瑟岛生活能够越来越好，能够这样继续的向前走。
您能不能说一说在默瑟岛上的华人的选民告诉他们为什么要投给您投票。
Could you tell the Chinese voters on Mercer Island why they should vote for you? Would you please turn on your microphone?
It's muted, yeah.
Sorry. Well, I think I can't say why Chinese voters should vote for me more than anybody else, but one thing that I will say is my family also were immigrants. My grandparents came from Germany. I think it is a wonderful and precious thing when people come to this country, kind of recognizing the United States as a land of opportunity, recognizing that American values of hard work will lead to success and prosperity. It certainly did for my family. And those are the values I hold. And that's why I love the country. And for the Chinese people who have recently immigrated or chosen to become citizens, I think they probably hold those same values or they wouldn't be here. So maybe I'll just leave it at that.
Lisa 说她不能够比别人说的更多，就是中国选民为什么要投票给她，但是她能够说的是她自己也是来自一个移民家庭，她的祖父母是从德国来的，那么他们到了这个美国这个希望之地，在这里呢辛勤的工作，这是他们的美国价值，他们在美国完成了他们的等于是他们的梦想，他们在这里辛勤的工作，然后呢得到了他们的应该得到的报偿，所以他们的生活就越来越富裕。那很多的中国人他相信也是因为这样同样的价值观来到美国，那所以呢他们有同样的想法，也会想要辛勤的工作，在美国要认同美国的价值。那么这是 Lisa 为什么爱美国，也相信其他的移民也会因为同样的理由爱美国，愿意投票给他。 Michael?
Chinese voters should vote for me because of my diverse background, not only in life, but the fact that, you know, I understand sometimes that it's hard to be in a voice, your opinion or your thoughts or your concerns,and not be listened to. So I want to be that voice. I want to be that voice on the council for folks who feel that way, right? I want to make sure that they're heard, that their concerns are heard, because they also make Mercer Island successful and prosperous as well, right? So I want to be that voice.
Michael 认为华人选民应该投票给他，主要是因为他特别的能够理解这些华人选民的生活经验，因为他过去的生活经验。那么他也觉得当人有自己的意见，有自己的想法，但是没有机会说出来，或者是说没有机会被听到的话，是非常可惜的。那么他如果在市政府，在市议会工作的话呢，他能够听，聆听这些声音，倾听这些声音，然后替他们发声，让他们的意见，让他们的想法能够被听到，他觉得这是他能够发挥的最大的功能，也是为华人服务的一个方向。
好，希望可能是最后的一个问题啊。今天，非常荣幸啊，请到穆瑟岛的两位市议会的市议员的那个候选人，就是Lisa Ando 跟 Michael Cooley 参加我们的节目。然后呢，我们非常期望他们能够竞选顺利。那么在节目的最后呢，就是两位能不能跟我们穆瑟岛的华人居民，就是说一些话一两句话，比如说有什么建议啊，有什么你们想说的话跟他们说。
Today we are very happy and honored to have the two of you be on our program, and now it's getting to the end, and we'd like to have the chance for you to say something to the Chinese residents on Mercer Island. What do you have to suggest, or what do you have to tell them?
Okay, well, I just want to say thank you for participating in the democratic process and for voting. And I was too nervous to do this live on camera, so I recorded it, but hopefully it works. Thank you for voting.
Lisa 说她非常的希望所有的华人选民都能够参与这个民主的过程，也是就是出来投票。那么她刚才说她觉得他会很紧张，不知道要怎么样在这个现场说，所以他把它录下来了，就是谢谢您投票。Can we listen to it again?
Sure.
因为很难听的听众 ,make the voice, the sound louder.
Let's see, okay.
谢谢投票。
谢谢投票, can you tell? Thank you, thank you. Okay, Michael, do you have that too? Can you beat
that? That's a tough one, I'll tell you, but allow me to be your voice on the council. like Michael Curry, and let me be your voice. 谢谢你。
Okay, Michael 说，让我成为你的声音，在这个市议会里成为你的声音。我是 Michael Curry， 谢谢你。
好，谢谢两位参加我们的节目，我们祝你们竞选顺利，高票当选。
Thank you, and we wish you the best in the election.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁、建筑商胡秀平 Shirley Hu 冠名播出，电话 425-443-5668。